Day four for Robert McBride in the witness stand at the Zondo Commission of Inquiry. Today, slightly truncated testimony because the day started with a decision by Deputy Chief Justice Raymond Zondo about Tom Moyane's application to cross-examine Pravin Gordhan in front of the commission. And Barry, as we know, he said, no, you can't. Why not?
Yeah, good afternoon. Well, when you apply to cross-examine a witness who has implicated you in their evidence, you have to comply with certain requirements in your application. Some of those requirements are you firstly have to identify where exactly or in what way you have been implicated in the witness's testimony. You have to say which part in particular you're going to you deny or you're going to challenge. And then you also have to submit as part of your statement in this application, you have to say why it is in the interest of the commission to hear the cross-examination. You also have to say why it is necessary for the commission to hear the cross-examination. Well, on all of those scores, former Commissioner Tom Moyane failed. He didn't say in which part specifically he was implicated by the minister's evidence. He didn't identify which parts he's going to dispute and which parts he denies, and he didn't argue why it is in the interest of the commission to hear the cross-examination, nor did he argue why it's necessary for them to hear the commission. And it took the judge about 90 minutes to go through quite a comprehensive judgment, going through each and every bit that was required to, but ultimately finding that those are the rules, this is how they set out, and Mr. Moyane, you didn't comply.
Does Tom Moyane have an opportunity now to reframe his application to cross-examine, taking into account the flaws identified by DCJ Zondo, and resubmit?
I haven't been able to get an answer to that just yet, but I do believe that there would be some manner of recourse that is available to him. There is just one aspect that hasn't been settled by the judgment today. Well, part of the judgment was directions which were given to Tom Moyane as well as the minister, and it related to potential allegations that the minister made against Moyane, that he acted with malice when he opened up a criminal case against him. The judges asked for clarity on this particular matter and asked for submissions from the both parties once again. So there's that narrow aspect which might result in cross-examination, but it would be limited to that. On whether there is a big appeal that can be taken forward, I do not know at this stage, but I suspect that there would be some recourse available to Mr. Moyane.
And then back to Robert McBride, day four in front of Deputy Chief Justice, answering questions from the DCJ and from Paul Pretorius, the evidence leader. Key aspects of today, Barry?
I think the big thrust going into today was this whole issue of counter-investigations, with attempts to have him suspended. He immediately found himself, firstly, he walked in and found an iPad in disarray. There had been all these changes that were made by Israel Khamenyane, investigations that were put, closed unnecessarily. One of those investigations was the case against former Acting National Peace Commissioner Khomota Bafane, and this was lodged by Paul O'Sullivan. This investigation got underway, and it's triggered what he described as revenge investigations or counter-investigations, the so-called Mabula team, where we know now that there was a team from Northwest, the police officers within the Hawks, who were brought into Gauteng, which started investigating Robert McBride, the IPED investigators, as well as O'Sullivan. We know this led to the arrest of O'Sullivan, ultimately charges being brought against some of the IPED officials, as well as Robert McBride. But it speaks to this whole effort by people who do not want to be the subject of investigations, turning the state resources towards a supposedly independent body and try to undermine its efforts to be able to do its work. So that, I think, was the main thrust of the evidence which came out today.
I think, Barry, at one stage last week you told me the idea was that he'd be finished on Monday because there's Johan Boysen and other people who need to testify as well, but he didn't seem to have finished at the end of day four.
No, he did finish. Well, let me put it this way. On the evidence in his affidavit, he had concluded that. That evidence is wrapped up. However, there was some information that came up during his evidence. For example, there was a meeting probably about 2 years ago between McBride, Shadrach Sibiya, Ivan Pillay, I think Linus Breitenbach was involved, all people who had become targets of the state capture machinery. and had been forced out. They'd got together, and they put together like a study report, if you will, and they managed to pick up this trend of how people were pushed out of the various organizations. So what was happening at IFAS was happening at the Hawks, was happening at SARS. Now, they put together something. The judges asked if he'd be in a position to come back and present evidence related to that. And, of course, Mr. McBride said he certainly will avail himself. It's just a matter of time, or scheduling a time when he's able to come. But he did conclude today, and we have Johan Boysen to start tomorrow.
That's going to be equally interesting. Barry Bateman of Eyewitness News.